Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking back to last week and Tom Vilsack's remarks after he talked with the Japanese Ag Minister. Back on that in just a moment.
In your business, one size doesn't fit all. And that's especially true when it comes to controlling and treating bovine respiratory disease. So why depend on just one treatment dosage? A flexible, cost-effective dose range allows you to optimize the value of your BRD treatment, no matter if the cattle arriving are high risk or ultra high risk. Now, if only the weather forecast could be as flexible. For details, ask your veterinarian or a Elanco sales representative.
Make plans to attend this year's Southern Plains Farm Show, the 15th, 16th, and 17th of April at the Oklahoma City State Fair Park. New for 2010, a private treaty herd builder sale. Young bulls, heifers, bred heifers, cow-calf pairs will be sold throughout the show by private treaty. For more information, contact the Oklahoma Farm Bureau to enter your animals in the sale, 405-523-2307. The Southern Plains Farm Show, April 15th through 17th, Oklahoma City. Don't miss it. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack back from Japan after meeting with his Japanese counterpart, Mr. Akamatsu, this last week in Tokyo. Among other things, they talked about U.S. beef access into the island nation. Mr. Vilsack wants to see a further widening of that access. The Japanese have little interest in doing so. They cite food safety concerns of the beef being produced in the United States. And at this point, it looks like nothing has been done really since the Obama administration has taken office. But according to Mr. Vilsack, that changes with the meeting of this last week.
We had a frank and candid conversation about the differences that have separated us on beef for a considerable period of time. And at this point, the two countries are sort of on parallel tracks. The Japanese concerned about safety, the United States trying to make the case that we've improved our protocols, so we've not had an incident in the last 3 years and just a small number within the last 20 years, and that it's time for us to reopen the trade in a meaningful way. To do that, we needed to re-energize the dialogue. We needed to, in a sense, reset the table. By expressing some degree of flexibility, we have, I think, accomplished in terms of resetting the table. And there's now a commitment on the part of the United States and Japan, on the part of our, on our part, to send a team of people to Japan to have continued dialogue about the issues, and on the part of the Japanese government to receive those individuals and to engage in dialogue. We're still on parallel tracks. We're trying to figure out, through this increased dialogue, how we get on the same track.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack telling Stuart Doan this last week of AgriPulse that he will be meeting with Ron Kirk, U.S. Trade Ambassador, to come up with the right team members to engage Japan, hoping to get them to widen their access for U.S. beef, perhaps going from the 21-month standard up to maybe animals 30 months of age or younger. That would provide a tremendous opportunity for more U.S. beef going in to the nation of Japan.
I think it is a positive step, but just a step, that we're going to continue the dialogue. And there's a willingness to continue the dialogue and to do it in a fruitful and frank way. We still have work to do, but you know, it's better than where we were before, which was that we were on parallel tracks, just not moving. Now we're at least committed to a discussion about how we might be able to get on the same track.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2010 Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale is set for Saturday, April 24th, 1 p.m. in the afternoon at the Stevens County Fairgrounds in Duncan. Among the lots that'll sell include fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, and cow-calf pairs. 14 Shorthorn breeders are consigners for the 2010 sale. For more information, contact Sammy Richardson, Chairman of the Oklahoma Shorthorn Association, 580-658-2709, 580-658-2709. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.